It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, in the middle of a 95-minute free ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Gary Moore here, welcoming my good friends from Golden Voice, Paul T. and Nick Adler. Gentlemen, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Big day today, as we announced earlier today on KLOS. The Arroyo Seco weekend is coming up, and you guys are bringing us yet again another fantastic show. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to talk about we're going to do a couple of segments. The first segment talking about Saturday. Saturday is a guy that we saw at the Desert Trip. And by the way, thank you guys for Desert Trip. If for those of you who are listening, these are the guys who gave you Coachella and Stagecoach, who still do that, obviously. And Desert Trip, the greatest concert experience of my life.
Oh,
Desert
great.
Trip. Which was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
It was ours beyond
too.
Belief.
Yeah.
Totally.
It was such a hit. Were you surprised about how the response to that at all?
Yeah, it was overwhelming. It just, the numbers were crazy. Just the vibe was crazy. Just the talent.
Yeah, the
was
feel.
Crazy.
I mean, feel. You know, there was a lot of hugs and a lot of memories on that show for sure.
Yeah, when you guys announced that, it was like crazy. So this morning, the same thing happened. Speaking of that, the big headliner from that show. One of those weekends, it was the Saturday night. Neil Young is coming back.
Yeah, with the same band, Promise of the Real.
Who love him,
we love them.
We love them,
and they love singing along with all of his songs too. Because they were just big fans before they even hooked up with him, right?
Yeah, that was just so great.
Yeah, and Lucas actually played last year on
Arroyo Seco.
Mm-hmm, Seco. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. So it's great to have him back in that position.
We got Jack White. And I just saw Pretenders.
Yeah.
Chrissy's coming back.
Oh. She's so great. She's always been great.
And the other thing about this is, and we'll get back to some more of the groups in a second, is the food. And I know, Nick, that's a specialty of yours here. We got everything from, and you've got your California vegan hat on here as well.
Yeah, repping always, you know.
And by the way, there was a place that was right next to the lobster rolls last year, the vegan that you, I think you remember. It was
Sage? Was it, what was it?
It was a vegan place, and I absolutely loved it. They were fantastic. It had like the chicken and the pasta and all that stuff. But it was, that's the thing about you guys. You guys have the details, and you're doing it again with some of the best restaurants.
Yeah, well,
this year.
we just have always felt from the very beginning that Arroyo was kind of not that it was more than anything else, but it had to be inclusive of all the things that we think are great about festivals, and the location being right there in Pasadena in everybody's backyard. And then obviously great bands, but pair that up with some of the best restaurants in LA, like the Voltaggio Brothers with Starfish. You got Bruce Kalman's new place, House of Machines, Ponte by Scott Conant. Just some great food options there.
And a little bit of everything for everybody, no matter what you're, if you're, you know, a meat eater, you're vegan, whatever, everything is represented.
Yeah, because why exclude anything in life? Like, let's just make sure everybody can have the best time.
The specials are going to be part of this as well.
Yeah.
I remember seeing them on Saturday Night Live with, you know, Terry.
Terry Hall.
Terry Hall, yeah. I'm so excited to see them again. And then that's on the Saturday. Jeff Goldblum. And the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra are going
to
be there.
Kind of. I mean, you had to bring him back,
God,
right?
God, that's fantastic.
Not sure if we'd have the show without Jeff.
No, we talked a lot about that. You know, he was just such a huge, he was almost like the heart and soul of Arroyo Seco weekend last year. And if anybody got to see him, he was funny. He didn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
just took over the room and just feel like he's really a part of this show.
It was kind of out of the blue too. We didn't realize how great it was going to be.
Yeah, that was a lot of the feedback was around him.
Yeah, it was the Arroyo Seco was instant classic. You have to it was like Desert Trip. It was like bam. It was instantly on. The word of mouth was incredible from
and
people.
That place is so nice. It's the golf course behind the Rose Bowl. It's just so beautiful. Those oak trees and all the grass and everything. It's so nice.
Yeah, and it definitely, you know, you're there watching music, but you're also able to sit under those kind of shady oak trees and just hang out with your friends. You know, which I don't think, you know, in this time, day and age, we don't get to do that enough.
It's more than just concert. It's a true experience. And I know that I saw here Dwight Twilley is coming in for all of our Power Pop fans. I'm very excited about that.
All of Paul's friends. That's the one.
I probably have the most emails on that from my friends. Love it.
That's very cool. Well, hang on, because we're going to talk about day number two in just a second, Sunday, June 24th. some friends of ours from Long Beach now, and the 5K Band of the Day, Jimi Hendrix Experience, is also coming up on KLOS. It's the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, 95-minute free ride brought to you by Southern California Toyota Dealers. That was the 5K Band of the Day, Jimi Hendrix Experience. I think we got a winner already. And Patty over in promotions is talking with them right now. So, more chances tomorrow. We're here with two of my favorite people on planet Earth, Paul T. and Nick Adler from Golden Voice, who are bringing you yet another great Arroyo Seco weekend. We mentioned Saturday, June 23rd, Neil Young headlining of The Promise of the Real and Jack White. Tell us about Sunday. This is packed, too.
Yeah, we got a good lineup on the Sunday. Also, Kings of Leon, Robert Plant and Sensational Space Shifters.
Yay, he's coming back. Yeah. See, I told you, folks.
Can't get enough of Robert, for sure. Gary Clark Jr., Alanis Morissette, Third Eye Blind, Violent Femmes, so many.
God, the Bangles.
The Bangles.
Are going to be there. Los Lobos. Neville is on here. I was looking at that as well. Wow. These are, I mean, you're talking basically, if you're a music fan, if you love singers and songwriters, here you go.
That's what this whole lineup is like, players, you know, singers, songwriters, like, taking their craft very seriously.
Yeah, I think that was what you always talked about when kind of we were looking at, you know, kind of started with the location, you mm-hmm. know, and almost worked a little bit backwards. Instead of having a show and saying, okay, we got these bands, where are we going to put it? It was almost like we got this beautiful, this Brookside, just rolling hills land. What's going to fit here? And that's when, you know, I think you, Paul, kind of went to work and said, you know what, I think this is where we're going to be headed, in this artist song driven, artist driven, instrument driven band.
And that's going to start. The start time is going to be about the same as it was last year.
Yeah, pretty much rinse and repeat on that. There's changes in the setup because we felt we had a lot of congestion.
Some first year growing pains.
Sure,
of learning how the site, you put it down on a piece of paper and you actually actualize it and you learn a lot of things. So. What's I always say is so great about our team. Everyone's able to go back and take that kind of feedback and turn it into something good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we flip flop the stages and we move some stuff around with the food. And I think the big feel for this year is just how expansive the feel of the show is going to be.
Yeah, yeah. More of the people that heard about it, I think probably maybe some of them contacted you and said, hey, we'd like to be part of this sort of a thing. Or they heard about the word of mouth, how great it was.
Because
we
had artists contact us, and then we have a list, you know, that we'd like to go after. Some of them are busy and don't call us, you know.
So we got to remind them. Gotcha.
Hey, and then Mr. Plant, we'd like to put your show on.
He didn't even let on, by the way. When I talked to him last Friday, he didn't even let on. He said something at the end of the conversation, which is it's on 955klos.com if you want to hear it. But he said something at the end of it that was almost like a tell. It was sort of like, hey, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be back around, or something of that nature.
So
there was kind of a little hint there that he knew that, you know, tomorrow night at the Orpheum was not going to be his only – which, by the way, thank you for bringing Robert to the Orpheum last night, too. That was you guys.
Yeah.
Nice. Sold out. Another sold out show. So we have, again, in case you just joined us, Saturday, June 23rd, Neil Young, Promise of the Real, Jack White, Pretenders, so many other people. The specials are going to be there. And then Sunday, June 24th, Kings of Leon, Robert Plant, Sensational Space Shifters, and Gary Clark Jr., which is just he's
ridiculous. He's so
if
good.
You've never seen Gary Clark play, it'll be worth it just to whatever you pay just to see Gary Clark Jr. play a guitar.
Yeah.
Period. So now, tell us about the tickets. When do they go on sale?
They go on sale next Friday on the 9th. And, you know, there's GA tickets. There's VIP tickets. You can go onto the website, arroyosecoweekend.com. There's a ton of information. There's the new map of the layout if anybody wants to check that out. A lot of info about food. And then, you know, one of the great things about this show is getting there. You know, we talk mm-hmm. about, you know, some of our other festivals or just going to shows in L.A. Easy to get to the Rose Bowl. The Gold Line, super easy.
Yep.
There's the shuttles that go down there, ride share. And then if you want to drive, parking's included with the ticket. So we're just trying to take away some of the things that we see at some festivals and shows and strip them away so that people can just have a good time.
Somebody from our generation finally gets it. Thank you, gentlemen. It's great to have you in here, and thank you for yet another great. And of course, you know, thank you for Coachella and Stagecoach, and again, Desert Trip. They're all wonderful. We're looking forward to another one. Arroyo Seco weekend, Saturday, June 23rd, and Sunday, June 24th. Tickets next week. Golden, what's the website?
ArroyoSecoWeekend.com.
ArroyoSecoWeekend.com. You can go check it out right now. 95.5 KLOS. Paul T., Nick Adler, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Always thank you.
It's a rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. And Gary Moore. And again, my thanks to Paul T. and Nick Adler coming in from Golden Voice to hang out with us and talk a little bit about that there fantastic Arroyo Seco Weekend. ArroyoSecoWeekend.com. You can check it all out, all the ticket information, and they'll go on sale a week from tomorrow. It's going to be great. Neil Young, Jack White, and I think I said Robert Plant and the Strange Sensational Space Shifters played yesterday. No, it's tomorrow night. I was so excited. I may have misspoke. Anywho, we have for you another long set coming up. And, of course, in that set, some Disneyland passes. This Rock Block and KLOS